on the line I have John Leach, CEO of Irish Water Safety. Good morning to you, John. How's things going over there?
Pretty good. It's a little grey. It's a little grey now in comparison to the fantastic 2 months at this stage we've had of most incredible summer. A little greyer today, but it's still beautifully warm.
And the heat is still there.
The water temperature is still warm as well, so people will still be swimming and still enjoying surfing and all the various aquatic sports. So, yeah, no, it's a fantastic summer.
Okay. But before we talk about exactly what we're going to start off with, I'd preface it by saying I watched the programme at prime time a couple of weeks ago, and it was about the fad that has started over in around Spain, and that people jumping off balconies into the swimming pools, and I'm horrified because they had clips of it. And when I saw what it was in the news and on in the papers and on the news about what was happening in the cliffs in Kilkee, it horrified me even more because of the angle of the cliff, the way it was. It's frightening stuff these people are getting up to, isn't it, John?
It certainly is, and unfortunately, I don't think a lot of them understand the risks that they're putting to themselves. As you know, males particularly, the majority of people who drown in Ireland are males, about 79%. And they tend to overestimate their abilities and their skills, and they underestimate risk, unfortunately, and hazards and dangers generally. And that's why more males drown than females. It's a worldwide thing. It's not just pertinent to Ireland. And so those young teenagers, they just don't realise how close they are to, putting themselves in a wheelchair. And it was a life-changing sort of injury, or worse still, a drowning. Mm-hmm. Quite a few people drown when they do jump off bridges, and we have our own records here of them, a few every year, unfortunately. And because very often it's the cold shock when they hit the cold water, that instinctive response for cold shock means they actually suck in the water into their lungs, mm-hmm. and that brings on the drowning, unfortunately. So apart from the injuries, there's also the risk of drowning. But as you're probably aware, in the UK, every 10 years, they lose 20 people to tombstoning. So it's a very, very dangerous and high-risk aquatic pursuit, which we don't encourage, and we obviously don't want to see people doing it. And that's why it's great to get this opportunity to go on air with you and your listeners.
And that's what they call, is jumping off the cliffs, isn't it? And it's appropriately named when you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah, and there's a very interesting place near Plymouth in the south of England, and it's called Dead Man's Cove. It's just outside Plymouth, and a number of people have died there, and yet they keep on going back to it, and it's just incredible. And people die there quite regularly because people just get into their heads. Maybe they've been drinking as well on a hot day, and they jump in from this. It's only about 60 feet. It's actually lower than the one in Kilkee. And they jump into that, and they, as you know, today we have a full moon, a blood moon, in fact. Mm-hmm. And because of that, we got spring tides, which means that when they do it at low water, they're going to hit the bottom, and that's unfortunately what happens to them. Because a lot of them, they can't see the bottom when they're up that high, and they jump down into a water which is of unknown depth, and realizing that there's rocks underneath them. So it's a terribly dangerous thing to do. But even if you were to hit the water itself, if you don't hit the water properly with your legs first close together, then it's nearly as bad as hitting concrete. If you're not trained to jump from a height, for instance, as you're probably aware, I was a former naval diver, mm-hmm. and we were trained to jump off the high side of ships and out of helicopters. And the important thing is maintaining your focus on the horizon. And if you look down, then the whole body moves forward, and you end up then belly flopping, and you can get awful injuries. Mm-hmm. So you have to be trained to do that sort of stuff. But for the young people like that doing it or not doing it, and I watched that young fella doing it. He did a dreadful entry into the water. Mm-hmm. It would have hurt. It didn't hurt badly because obviously he didn't hit the bottom, mm-hmm. but it still would have hurt him. And it's this sort of machoism, that young teenagers get up to. It's just so dangerous. So,
and I think as well, did you do a lot of it around here in the Keys and that, which is not too high? But at the same time, getting into water, you just have to be very careful. But the thing I wanted to say about the angle of it there, I couldn't see the water, and they don't know what way the tide is. That makes all the difference if they don't know the location. But they could actually hit the rocks before they even hit the water, the angle of that cliff they were jumping off. And there's a lot of it around.
Right. Yeah, that's right, and that's the in quite a few of these, they have to literally do a run and jump to clear the rocks. So it's incredibly hazardous. It sort of beggars belief, you know. You just wonder why would people take such an incredible risk, so close to death, you know, and yet people have done it, and we're hoping that we're not going to lose anybody from it now over the summer, because it can become a craze, and that's why we're very pleased to get the opportunity to try and come in here and, you know, explain to parents who might be listening, or to young people who are listening, please don't do it, because with social media now, people love to photograph everything they do nowadays. I mean, it seems to be a part of the craziness.
Sense of bravado, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly. It is bad. So we don't people do it. But just going back to Dublin, it's happening also at Spencer Dock, you know, there just on the north side of the Liffey there in the basin. And they've been jumping off that crane, that old crane as well. And now, thankfully, I think the guards, I think, seem to have stopped that happening. But that it was beginning there as well. So, you know, these things, they can grow legs very easily, unless, you know, the Gardaí who are great at you know, helping us to prevent these things happen, intervene, and indeed the owners of the property as well, you know, to get them off. If it's private property, to get them off it, because sometimes it does happen on private property as well. But jumping off bridges, all this sort of thing, very, very dangerous now, because the rivers are all low, the lowest they've been since 1976, in fact. Most of the temperature gauges and the flow meters and all those gauges, they're not even registering the water so low. The OPW will tell you that, because the water is just unseasonably low as a result of this partial drought we're having all over the country.
And pollution as well is a big factor in it as well, depending on which part of, I mean, people are jumping into canals and all that, and you have to be careful about what's in there as well. There's all trolleys and everything thrown into the canals and trolleys as well.
So, yeah, they could literally end up jumping on top of a trolley or an old bicycle or God knows whatever somebody has thrown in. And if you and that, of course, it means you could even get snagged in it, which means that you'd quite likely drown in it. So it's just such a crazy, hazardous, mad thing to do. It really beggars belief, I'm afraid. So hopefully people will have sense and we'll see no more of it.
Okay,
and hopefully we certainly don't want to see any more of it anyway.
Okay, and hopefully people won't be part of a statistic and just be careful out there. We're going to talk more about it, safety issues in general, but is it my imagination, or is Irish Water and Irish Water Safety getting more recognition with the statistics that's out there, when people now are beginning to realise there are more people dying in water-related accidents than there are on the road?
Yes, you're right. I've been on air with you for something like, I think, 15 or 16 years. And I was privileged to be invited up to the back of the Dáil Éireann there, to the National Emergency Coordination Centre, for some meetings there about a month ago now, when we had quite a few drownings occurring. And so the Department of Taoiseach's office very generously have given us some more funding to continue to run our adverts right throughout the summer through this warm spell. So there's a lot more public awareness than we ever had before, because thankfully we've been given a budget. So we're very grateful to the Department of Taoiseach, who organised this funding for advertising on the radios right around the country, including on the community radio stations, because we have to get the word out there. It really is important to keep the awareness going. You probably heard Liam Neeson's ad.
Indeed, yeah.
And that one's going out now. There's another one which is a little bit more shocking, but at the same time it has a positive safety message in it. And quite a few of those will go out now, between now and the end of the baiting season, which is the 15th of September.
Okay. And I also, of course, people can look up iws.ie for all the safety factors. We'll just touch on one or two of them before I let you go, John. I know you're very busy. One of them now is, when you're going around, you're looking for somewhere to swim, try and find a place, because there's lifeguards nearly on all the beaches now, isn't there?
Well, in the East Coast, yeah, you've got a great choice of beaches. There's no excuse not to swim on a lifeguard at beach on the East Coast. But if people are going holiday maybe to the Northwest or to Kerry, now there are a lot in Donegal and Kerry and Galway and Mayo, Sligo, all the rest, Clare. However, there are, as you know, still some beautiful beaches that people like to go to on their own. If they do that, what's important is that they make sure that there's a ring buoy present, so that if somebody gets into trouble, they can use it. But that they also will be swimming company. So you swim with a number of people. find some, use some local knowledge, make sure there's no rip currents on it, because rip currents this weekend would be at their strongest because we have the spring tide. So your rip currents be running much faster than it would if there was an ebb tide. So every time you get the full moon or the new moon, then you have spring tides, and that means the rips are much more powerful and pull people out off the beach much quicker. Should that ever happen to you, don't panic. Simply swim parallel to the shore and then swim back in when you get out of the rip. Mm-hmm. But don't try and swim against the rip, because that's where we've had awful tragedies in the past. But yeah, just swimming in good company, make sure you swim within your depth and stay within your depth. And if that happens, you know, short of being caught in the rip, you won't have a difficulty, because if you feel a cramp or you feel unwell, you feel dizzy, you feel sick, drop your legs and just walk back in, you know, wade back in from the sea back onto the shore. And that's really the most sensible advice when you're swimming in a place that you're not familiar with. But use local knowledge, and locals will let you know, oh God, no, there's a rip there, always off that head, and never swim there. But if you swim 200 yards down the beach, it's grand. And that's the sort of knowledge that you need to get from local people, and that'll keep you safe. Then when you swim within your depth, you know, people aren't going to get into trouble. But once you get out of your depth, then obviously you're increasing the risk hugely. And all the people who drowned in late May, early June and throughout June, they're all people who went swimming out of their depth. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, you're putting yourself at huge risk when you do that.
Okay, and just swimming without due care. And all the details are up on the website, and of course on the water safety classes that you run as well, they'll be up on the website as well.
Yeah, they are, and we have been oversubscribed this year. It's fantastic. I mean, we're talking about hundreds at all these swim weeks, but some years we'd be lucky to get 60 or 70. We're now over 100. Some of them are up to 400 and 500 skerries, rush, oversubscribed. All the ones on the West Coast, Enniscrone, which is a huge one, oversubscribed. I was talking to somebody in Cork there, they're over 200, where normally they have about 60. So the classes, which are very, very popular, but we've only so many volunteers and so many people, instructors, to do them. And so we can only do our best, let's be honest, to get as many people into the water. But you're right, no, we want people in open water swimming. Like if I was to go into any room and say, put up your hands, anybody who can swim 25 metres in a swimming pool, you'll get a good few people who put up their hands, maybe two-thirds if you're lucky. Then you ask them to put up, who can swim in open water 25 metres? And you'll go right down to about, you know, a quarter of the number of people there. So we want people to get out and enjoy swimming in open water, because it gives them the water confidence and the ability to deal with issues whenever they do fall in, or they get into trouble, or they see somebody else in trouble.
It's a completely different environment, isn't it, John?
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah, it really, really is.
Okay,
yeah,
to finish off, I always like to mention the lifebuoys as well, because another item was reading in the paper, I don't know if it was Dundalk Draw, the woman fell into the water and two people got her out, but one of them had gotten a lifebuoy to her, and lucky enough it was there, so that sort of kept her afloat and people got to her. So just to point out, if anyone sees any missing, or if you see anyone vandalising any of them or whatever like that, to let you know.
Please do, yeah, and go to ringboys.ie and report it in there, and the various contacts, whatever county it's in. For instance, there's two issues, two countries that have problems at the moment. Killybegs in Donegal is having a problem with vandals damaging them and removing them, and also here in Galway, just last night, out of nightclubs, I presume, Thursday night, it's always bad here, I'm afraid, in Galway with the nightclubs and things, and out they came and they threw them into the river. It's a terrible thing to do, because a stolen ring boy is a stolen life. It really is crazy.
Stupid, yeah.
But the good news is, Noel, I'm not sure if we discussed it, but there's the life-saving equipment bill is going through the Dáil at the moment. It's gone through the second stage.
Great.
And it's gone through unopposed. And if that goes through, it's going to make it so much easier for the Gardaí to prosecute these people. Because at present they have to use the Larcenary Act, which is a very difficult act in terms of law to go through the courts. But if this bill goes through, it'll make it much more black and white in terms of prosecuting these offenders.
Okay, that's the best way of dealing with them. As I said, like, that should have been done years ago. But anyway, everything we've talked about in water safety, you can look up iws.ie. Busy man. Enjoy the weekend, John, and I hope to talk to you again very soon. Thank you very much.
Yeah, as always, Noel, a pleasure as always, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Okay, thank you.
Bye then.
Bye-bye. And that's John Lee, CEO of Irish Water Safety, and look up iws.ie.